22, and we're going to end up 17 through 20. This will end us up with the book of Revelation unless we go back and grab something else. We've been going through it since January, and this is October. So we've covered the whole book of Revelation from Revelation 1 to Revelation 22. We've covered chapter, verse, all the way down, and I thank God for it. I don't know about you. You may not have learned much, but I've learned a pretty good bit. A lot of stuff that I didn't know. Me and Brother Eric was talking the other day how big heaven's going to be, how wide the city is, how tall it's going to be, how many levels is in it. Very interesting stuff, and I thank God for that. Amen? Revelation 22, verse number 17, I want to speak to you tonight for just a few moments on you're invited. You're invited, okay? I ask you to stand. Revelation 22, and verse number 17, the Bible says tonight, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. Lord, the prayer request was so many tonight. Lord, we just lift them all up to you. Lord, we pray tonight that you touch every prayer request that was audible tonight, all the way down to the unspoken. Lord, you know the heart. Father, you know our mind. You know our thoughts. You know our soul. You know our spirit. You know where we are tonight. Lord, I pray you bless everyone real good tonight. I pray you guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let what I say tonight be all about you and nothing about me. I thank you for the invitation that you send forth tonight. Have your will and way in the next few moments. It be in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight, as we finish up the book of Revelation, we see tonight that you're invited. If you look here tonight in 17 through 20, we see that the Spirit saith, come. I wrote this on the paper that I handed out last week. People send out invitations wanting people to attend certain events all the time. On occasion, some folks are left out. Have you ever been left out on an occasion? Have you ever been left out? Somebody got an invitation. They said, hey, did you get invited to come? And you said, no, I didn't get the invite. Do you go if you didn't get invited? Most people don't go, amen? Now, there'll be some that'll go that they didn't get invited, but most of the time, they didn't get an invite, they don't go. But whether they are forgotten, overlooked, or just not wanted, just a side note, this is what I wrote, nothing hurts a person more, or nothing hurts a person worse than feeling left out or uninvited. Nothing will run a person off from a church quicker. Nothing will run a person off from a church quicker than feeling that they're left out. If they walk in them back doors and they don't feel involved and they don't feel like they're a part, it won't be long, they won't be here. Nothing runs a person off quicker than feeling like they're left out. I'm so thankful that God hasn't left anyone out. The Word of God says, whosoever, that is truly inviting anyone that will come to Him. The invitation is a personal invite. We all have a personal invitation to come. And as we finish up the book of Revelation, let's look at some invitations you and I have been given. Tonight, the first invitation I want to look at, I see here tonight, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. I see tonight the first invitation is the invitation to salvation. But the first invitation that God will ever give you will be the invitation to salvation. Salvation is so important in a person's life. The greatest decision that will ever be made in a person's life will not be the person that you marry. It will not be the person, it will be none of them things. The greatest is the invitation to make Christ Jesus your Lord and Savior. That when a person accepts Christ Jesus, that is the most important thing in their life, the invitation to salvation. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You say, what is that invitation tonight to salvation? He said, come and let us reason together. You know what that means tonight? That means that you and I, when we come to the presence of Almighty God and we come right where He is tonight, we have nothing to say but, God, You're right and I'm wrong. God, You're on the throne and I'm not. God, You're the King and I'm not. God, You're everything that I'm not, and I put all my trust in You. He said tonight is the invitation to salvation. And tonight I want to say to you, in the world that we live in, it is the time that people need to repent and give their life to Christ Jesus. Amen? And tonight is that invitation to salvation. But I see another invitation that we find in the Word of God tonight. And if you'll turn with me to John chapter number 21 tonight, I want to show you tonight in verse number 12. I see the invitation to salvation, but I also see the invitation to dine tonight. Now, once you get saved, God gives us the invitation to come and dine at His table tonight. A lot of Christians tonight are malnourished because they've not dined at the Father's table on a daily basis. Tonight, I don't know about you, but if I go a couple of days without eating, I'm going to be hungry. That is the same way it is spiritual tonight. You've been having an invitation to salvation, and you've had an invitation to dine. John chapter number 21, in verse number 12, tonight the Bible said, and Jesus said unto them, come and dine. He told them, He said, I want you to come, and I want you to dine. And look what He said. And none of these disciples does ask Him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? And Jesus then cometh and taketh bread, and give them, and fish likewise. You said, preacher, what did He do? He is always inviting you and I to come and dine at the Father's table. Tonight, I want you to know, when you come and you sit at the Father's table and you sit at the feet of Jesus, how spiritually you can be fed. The Spirit said, come. The bride says, come. Whoever's athirst, let them come. And tonight, I want you to know, we have an invitation to salvation, and we have an invitation to dine tonight. My prayer is this, that we be found at the feet of Jesus and dining at the Father's table. Amen? Hey, this week, as me and Brandy got to go up to Knoxville, we had the invitation to come. We had the invitation to go. They sent us that invitation to come. And on the flyer, it only said it was a roundup. They were rounding up preachers to come that they had helped build their churches, where the Carpenters of Christ and the Builders on Mission had came and built their churches. Well, I didn't know. I took it as revival. I told you I was going to preach a revival. I told everybody, where are you going? We're going up to Knoxville to preach a revival. I didn't think I was going to be called to come to a roundup table, come and brag on what God had done at this place, come and brag on what happened at this place and how the volunteers come. I didn't know that's what I was supposed to do. So you know what we done when we got there, Brother Lee? We reared back and preached Jesus. That's all I knew what to do. I didn't know I was supposed to give an outline and details on what had went on in this place, how it got built and why it got built and all these things. So we just reared back and preached. We let God have His way. We let the Holy Spirit move through. We let Him take over. We gave an invitation for people to come and be saved. We gave an invitation for people to come and dine. At the end of the service, we called a man to come up, and if he would lead the time of invitation. They didn't even know we was going to have an invitation. I'd hate to know I preached and didn't give an invitation. About that moment, we just got rolling good in the invitation. And Brother Randy Watson, he's the leader over that group. Man, his wife beelined out from there. Son, she was squalling and a screaming. She got in that altar and rededicated her life to the Lord. Hey, she said her joy had been missed for so long. She was so critical in spirit, critical in mind, critical in her soul. Everything that went on at the church, she was critical about it, and she needed a touch from God. You said, preacher, what did you do? Man, we got down and we prayed with her. That woman come up from there shouting all around, having a good old time. I'm telling you what, she came and she dined at the Father's table. It wasn't but a little bit. Another couple jumped up, talked about their wayward daughter, and when they went to sit down, we gathered there in the altar, laid hands on them, begging God to send that girl home. You said, what does that mean, preacher? That means you're dining at the Father's table. It ain't only about reading the Bible. It ain't only about praying. It's about dining. It's about eating. It's about wanting to be fed. You can't feed somebody that's not hungry. If they're not willing to eat, you can't feed them. There's a lot of Christians that's got their mouths shut because they don't want to eat. Tonight, can I say to you, open your mouth and get all that God wants you to have. Amen? Man, get to that place and get to die. Get to dining on what God wants you to do. I see the invitation to salvation, but I also see the invitation to dine. Man, I don't know about you, but I like to eat, amen? Man, I like to eat. But just as much as I like to eat physically, I like to eat spiritually. I like to eat spiritually. And tonight, can I say to you, you must get to that place where you like to eat spiritually. I see the invitation to only dine, but the invitation to drink. The invitation to drink, to get at the spout where the glory runs out. Look with me in the book of John tonight in chapter number 7 and verse number 37 tonight. I want to show you this in the Bible. I see the invitation to drink tonight and to drink of that water of life freely tonight and get what God would have you to do. Invitation to drink. John 7, 37. As you find your place there, I will read this. It says the invitation to drink. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me." He said, if you're thirsty, just come get you a drink. If you need something, come to Jesus. If you need Him, come to Him. You say, being a Christian is a big old burden. Hey, the burden's heavy. Listen to me. If you've got a heavy burden on you tonight, it is not of God. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. If that burden's heavy, it's not of God. He doesn't put a heavy burden. The burden He puts on you is light tonight. The invitation to drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Tonight, does it come out of you that way? I'm talking about rivers. I mean, just bubbles out of you. You can't help it. You ever just got to laughing? Didn't know why you was laughing? You know, when you're sour, you don't laugh a whole lot. But when you ain't sour no more, you laugh a whole lot. You get tickled. So I see the invitation to dine, the invitation to drink. But can I say this tonight? I see an invitation to follow Christ Jesus. To follow Christ Jesus. I told him this the other night. To be saved, you got an invitation to be saved. You got an invitation to dine, to come and eat. Once you're saved, come and eat. Come and drink. And then he says, come and follow. A saved person ought to be following Christ Jesus. They ought to be in line with Him. They ought to be following Him. They should not be leading Jesus. He never said, come and lead me. He said, come and follow me. What's wrong with a lot of churches? They're trying to lead Jesus instead of following Jesus. So tonight, what do we need to do? We need to follow Him. And then to follow somebody, you can't be ahead of them. You got to be behind them. You can't be ahead of them. You got to be behind them. Look with me, if you will, to Mark chapter number 10 and verse number 21. I'm talking about the invitation we see all the way through this New Testament and the Old Testament, all the way up to the book of Revelation. Mark chapter number 10 and verse number 21. I want to show you this tonight. Here's what he said here when he comes here and he talks tonight. I want to show you this in the text. Mark chapter number 10 and verse number 21. And here's when he comes and he's talking to the master. And he wants to know what it is to be saved. He wants to know what it is. And Jesus said, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he said unto him, master, all these I've observed from my youth. And then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, can I say to you tonight, he loves you enough not to lie to you. He loves you enough to tell you the truth. He loves you enough to get in your business. He loves you enough to stir your heart. And one thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And then I love this. And he said, come. Come. He said, come. You've been given an invitation all your life to come to Jesus. I'm so thankful I answered my invitation, ain't you? He said, come. Take up the cross and follow me. If you don't know if you're saved tonight, if you're following Jesus, that's a good indication you're born again tonight. I see the invitation to drink, the invitation to follow, but I want to give you this other one as they wait on us. The invitation to rest tonight. The invitation to rest. I look around and I see places we go on people's faces, they have no rest. They have no rest. Man, they're beat to death. You ever seen somebody work third shift at night? You ever seen somebody, man, when I worked third shift, I didn't like myself. Can anybody give a witness to that? I didn't like myself. And at 10, I had to go to work at 11. There's a lot of laughing going on here. I had to go to work at 11:30. And at 10 o'clock, 9:30, she'd start waking me up. And Sister Riley, I promise you, here's how she'd wake me up. She'd say, baby, get up. Baby, get up. I didn't want to hear that. I told her one day, I said, when you come to get me, I said, hey, get up. I'll get up. You know what I'm saying? Get my attention. Wake me up. But I'd want to lay there from 9:30 to 9:45 to 10 to 10:15 to 10:20, 10:25, 10:30, 10:35, all the way down to 11 o'clock. And I got to be there at 11:30, and I ain't even got up and got ready yet. Why? Because I procrastinated. I'd go in, I'd be tired when I went in, I'd be tired when I come out. I'd be tired everywhere I went. And everybody I run into, I was ill too. Why? Because I didn't have no rest. I hadn't had no rest. I hadn't had no sleep. I hadn't had what I needed. And the spiritual realm is the same way. When you don't get rest in the arms of Christ Jesus, you get a little angry. You get a little edgy. You get a little hot-headed. You get a little temper about you. And everything sets you off. You say, preacher, what does that mean tonight? You have an invitation tonight to come and rest. Why do we come here on Wednesday nights? It's a place that we can come and rest. It's a place that we can come and dine. It's a place that we can come and drink. It's a place that we can come and fellowship. It's a place that we can come and follow Christ Jesus. Get a closer walk with Him tonight. You say, what does that mean to follow? Let me show you this in the Bible tonight. Matthew, if you'll turn with me there. That invitation to rest. Matthew chapter number 11 tonight and verse number 28. I want to show you this tonight. Matthew chapter number 11 and verse number 28 tonight. I'm talking about an invitation to rest tonight. All the way through the book of Revelation, all the way through the New and Old Testament, He's always given invitations to come unto Him. He says tonight in Matthew 11, 28, He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. All you that labor and are heavy laden. And He said, I will give you rest. If you're not resting tonight, it's because you're not coming to Jesus. Let me say that again. If you're weary tonight, it's because you've not come to the Master. You say, preacher, oh, I come to Him every day. I pray, and you give a list of things you do. But I'm still... No. One of us has got to be right, and He's always right. I find my spirit sometimes not at rest, and it's stirred. Not in the spiritual way, it's stirred, and I need to get it right. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You have an invitation to rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. All through the book of Revelation, we've had nothing but invitations all the way through. All the way through. Hear what the Spirit said. John said, I hear what the Spirit says. All the way through. Tonight, I want to ask you a question. Have you accepted that invitation? Tonight, you've been saved. You say, I've been saved. But are you dining the way you should? Are you drinking of that water of life freely the way you should? Are you resting the way you should? There's things in our Christian life that we ought to do. I've told this story before, and it just come to my mind right here. It's talking about dining and getting along with the Lord, but getting along with one another. Man, I love unity in a church. There's nothing hurts a church worse than when there's division and chaos, and it ain't got unity, and it's not right. And I've told this story, and I want to tell it again, about a man that dreamed that he died. And the Lord took him to hell, and He took him to heaven. And said when he died and he went to hell, said the scene was the same as it was in heaven, just a little different. Said when he went to hell, he seen people that were starving to death. They were so skinny, so fragile, so weary, just bones, nothing but bones. And said there was nothing but a big old plate full of food laid out before them. All that they could eat was there. And the spoons that they had to eat with was attached to their hands. And the spoons were so long they couldn't get the food to their mouth. Because they were so consumed with themselves. And so consumed with not helping the next person or dining with the Father or doing what He's called you to do. And said they were so malnourished. And said when they got to heaven, it was the same picture. Same people, same spoons. Different people, same spoons, same food. But they was healthy. They were looking good. And said they figured something out though. They couldn't feed themselves, but they could feed the person across from them. And instead of worrying about what they could get and couldn't get it, they were taking them old long arms and feeding that next person right across from them. Helping that next person right across from them. If the book of Revelation has done anything in my life, it has showed me that the time is near. The time is now. And we need to be feeding somebody today. Folks, you look around here in the world we live in, there's a lot of malnourished people spiritually. Malnourished spiritually. And all they need is the Word of God. What will change a person's life? The Word of God. That book will change you. That book will change you. And tonight, if I can give you anything, when you get out on your daily walk, where you go and what you do, invite somebody. to Christ Jesus. Just invite them. You say, preacher, I'm not good at witnessing. It ain't all about that. That smile on your face, that kind word, that friendly gesture, anything to show the love of Christ. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I thank God that he invited me for salvation. He invited me to come. I didn't go looking for him. He come looking for me. He found me. I didn't find him. He found me. I thank God that he's allowed me to dine. He's allowed me to drink. He's allowed me to rest right where he'd have me to be. And I thank God I'm following him tonight. I ask you a question tonight. Have you answered that invitation? If you're tired tonight, there's a place you can find rest, and that's in the arms of Christ Jesus. Father, I love you, and I thank you for this night. I thank you for the very many blessings of life. Lord, I pray tonight for the ones that's in this room tonight. Lord, I thank you that we was able to sing tonight. I thank you that we was able to lay on hands and pray. I thank you tonight, Father, we was able to have prayer requests. I thank you tonight we was able to have a word. Lord God, tonight, this is Wednesday night Bible study. Most of all, it's Wednesday night prayer meeting. We come and lift up the name of Jesus, lift up one another. Lord, I pray tonight you bless these folks real good. I pray you help them this week. Lord, watch over us as a church. Keep us out of harm's way. Lord, I pray tonight for Sister Missy and Brother Travis and Arthur V. Lord, I pray tonight as they're in Athens, Lord God, that you'd touch his body. Lord, help Sister Missy. She's going through a hard time. Lord, I pray you give her peace. I pray you give her rest. Be over the ones that's lost loved ones this week. Lord, the guy that Brother Brad was talking about, his friend. Lord, don't let him go off the deep end. Don't let him go that way. Put your hedge around him, Father. Help him. Lord, I pray tonight for Alan Austin's daughter, Kylie. Lord, she's went wayward, and you know that. Lord, I pray tonight you bring her home. Lord, I pray you give her that invitation to come back tonight. Wherever she's at tonight, I pray you touch her. Lord, there's been prayer requests all over this room tonight, and I pray you touch them. Sister Riley's done talked about Tuesday, where she goes back for that other test. Lord, we thank you tonight that you've done touched it, and all things well. Your book says you do all things well. And Lord, we'll just glorify you for that. Be your brother Hayden and Sister Kenzie tomorrow as they have that baby. We ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. You are dismissed.